secret of the sunshine, good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show, the father feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion red throughout the land, king of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars have fallen closely.
Click the on button. Hi, gang. Everybody ready?
Yep. Ready.
Ready, sir.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. There is a lot there. Can you imagine how many people are outside that hospital? We probably ought to play back the conversation we had, Jennifer, earlier with
James Whale. James Whale. You snorted.
I did snort. I just think how silly all of this is. Why in the world? I mean, I suppose it's better than a lot of the other foolish stuff that we could be talking about. For example, Michael, you have the big voice announcer. Jennifer, do you want to play the role?
Sure.
Of the big voice announcer?
I love new jobs. Yeah, right. I'm ready.
Forbes magazine has released their annual list of the highest paid stars under the age of 30.
Number 10.
Number 10. You want to do back it up, Michael, with the big voice announcer? Or do we like
number 10?
There we go. Taylor Lautner.
Why number
do we,
9.
Wait a minute. I want to know more about Taylor. I know a little about Taylor Lautner. What are we
He was in the Twilight movies.
Really?
Don't know why he's that rich, though. It really kind of disturbs me.
All right.
Makes me a little angry.
All right, next number.
Number 9.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Number 9.
Kristen Stewart.
Way better at this than that guy.
Kristen Stewart, isn't
also
she?
Also in Twilight. Yeah. She's the one that always looks like she's smelling bad cheese, you know.
Right. Didn't she have the bad relationship with somebody who was a...
Ed Snowden.
Oh, she had... No.
What's his name? Edward Pattinson.
Pattinson, that's it. Yeah, she does always look like she's smelling something bad.
I think it'd
bad.
Be more fun if she was in a relationship with Ed Snowden. Number 8.
Number 8
is
way better.
Adele Atkins.
Oh, yeah, she's good. Adele, she has some talent. That's good.
She does, exactly. All right.
Number 7.
Number 7.
We're going through a list of the top earners under the age of 30. Number 7 is Jennifer Lawrence. No, number 7 was Adele, right?
No.
Adele was 8. Jennifer Lawrence is 7.
Number 6.
Number 6.
We have no comment about Jennifer Lawrence. I
like her. No,
okay.
She's good. Okay. She's a good little actress.
She's the one who's in Hunger Games.
In Hunger Games, and then that cute Oscar movie that was kind of deep and dark, but fun.
Right.
What was it called?
It was good.
How quickly we forget.
I know. It was a good movie, though.
Yes.
Okay, next.
Number 6.
Number 6.
Well coordinated.
Thanks.
Katy Perry.
She's a firework. Number 5.
Number 5.
Rihanna.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Calvin Harris, who apparently is some Scottish disc
jockey. I don't know who that guy is. He's a DJ of some kind. But why, again, is he on the list? We're in the wrong business, kid.
Apparently.
Number 3.
Number 3.
Taylor Swift.
She deserves it. She's got like all those perfumes.
Million last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number 2.
That little worm, Justin Bieber, made $58 million last year.
No,
I don't like him. I think he's a little
jerk.
Worm.
And he told a former president to go himself.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
And that's your friend, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
He's very disrespectful.
He's a stupid kid.
He is a stupid kid. A stupid, self-serving, narcissistic little twerp.
How do you really feel about him?
I really
him,
don't
John?
Like him, and I've never liked him.
He really
number
thinks
one.
He's more important.
Number
hey,
one.
Hey, no!
Go ahead.
Number one.
Number one is Lady Gaga, who last year raked in $80 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And all she can afford to wear is a meat dress.
And she's 27 years old. God love her. All right. So there it is. Putting things into perspective. This is the second time I snorted. I wonder why. Anyways. Anyway. So that's that story. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are a lot of things that are going on. Yesterday, by the way, we have with us later on in the hour, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, to help us. Let's see, what are we doing today? Programs to help you eat smart, exercise better, and make you healthier. That's really what it all is, isn't it? I mean, every week it could be the same thing. Eat well and exercise. So we could play the same thing back over and over and over again. But I don't. I happen to like her company, so we'll find some new twist in this. Yesterday, I think it was about this time, we were talking about the best way to get fired from your job. And I think we listed those things at DougStephan.com. So in a moment, I'm going to help you, if you're fired, become fabulous once again.
This is like a series.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Part two in the series.
How to get yourself hired again. All right, so that's that story. The story from Washington today that you won't hear anywhere else is the story about the largest ad campaign in American history. And the administration has hired a British firm to run it. The president has opposed outsourcing, at least until now. He signed, or the government signed, who knows, the Government Services Administration, five-year deal worth $1 billion awarded to Serco, S-E-R-C-O, a British company. They're going to head up outreach, promotion, if you will. That is, what you learn about the new healthcare system will be guided not by an American firm, but by a British firm. For example, they're supposed to process applications to determine who's eligible for subsidized insurance. It's kind of weird because it's been announced that eligibility won't actually be checked. It's on the honor system. But yet this is part of the job that, you know, when they do these things, they never figure anybody's going to look at what the details are of the story. Here's some more on this. $150 million in federal grants gone out to private groups, including labor unions, to promote signing up for the health care plan. Plus hundreds of millions in government money, finance, and advertising blitz. Why do we need to have, and where else are you going to be able to go? What do you need to advertise? Am I missing something here?
No.
Why would you spend...
It's a waste of money.
Right. This kind of money, just to do something that we all know we have to do. Isn't that it? Am I missing... Honestly, what am I missing here?
Because, well, they're going to advertise it because they think people aren't going to know what to do. Because they don't pay attention, maybe.
Why couldn't they get that from, I suppose, public service spots? We don't do those anymore much, do we, Jennifer?
Well,
both Jennifer and Roberta are radio brats, so they know the old days public service was required, and now it's not. So they got to buy the time. Yeah.
Yep. Pay up.
All right, speaking of buying time, the folks that have produced power swabs have bought, as you can tell, over the last, 6-8 months, a lot of time for me. And they've done it because I have done actually a good job selling you on getting brighter, whiter teeth.
You're all right.
Bright. Roberta, am I doing a good job at this or not?
You are doing a fabulous job.
Oh, great,
boss,
Roberta.
As
be a
always.
There you go. See? Got it taken
you
care of.
You always do a fabulous
job. Remove years of stains off your teeth. Like, Jennifer has yellow, ugly, awful-looking
teeth.
Listen,
and Roberta has a brown nose.
See, Roberta has white teeth. Beautiful teeth.
My teeth may be yellow. Her nose is brown.
All right. Here's what you do to get that beautiful white smile, courtesy of Power Swabs. Call 800-865-7602. Is that too fast? Shall I do it slowly? 800-865-7602. Get the stains off your teeth guaranteed or your money back. A risk-free offer. And when you're calling 800-865-7602 to order Power Swabs for your teeth, ask them about some of the ancillary things, the new products that they have in the Power Swab kit. Ultra White Swabs, Stain Out Quick Stick, the Tooth Gloss Shine, and Gum Rejuvenator. All four of those are available for a couple of extra bucks. And you get free shipping when you mention Doug Stephan, the Power Swab way to whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, Roberta and Jennifer and Doug are here to help you. If you've been fired, this is what you need to do. You ready? Everybody ready? Take notes on this. Get your pen, your pencil.
I may be by the end of the show, so let's see. What do we do?
Maybe even before the end of the show. All right. If you have been laid off or fired from a job, we know how devastating it feels. All of your senses are in Zulu land. So how can you present yourself better? How can you find a new lease on life? The way to view your setback is not to look at it as a setback at all. It's an opportunity. Reinvent yourself. Recreate yourself. And there are a lot of resources to do that. There are a lot of local, state, federal government programs. If you're on unemployment, there are a lot of programs that are offered by the these websites. You can go to the offices, free education, job training, that kind of stuff. And if you don't have somebody that you look up to who's been successful, find somebody who's been a self-starter, understands the network approach to things. In other words, who you know sometimes is better than what you know. You know that. How many people here have found a job because they knew somebody? Roberta, did you ever get a job because you knew somebody?
Did I ever get a job because I knew somebody? Yes, you.
Thank you. Jennifer, did you ever get a job because...
Yes, you.
Okay. Next.
Thank God.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Unemployed otherwise.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How many of you have ever taken online courses?
Me.
Yep.
Yep, me.
Right. I think you can do that. I still do stuff like that
now. I did it in college. I took a bunch of classes online.
No, I do now, actually. Spend a little time. I don't have a lot of time, but there are things you can learn. If you have a hobby that you like, if you have a hobby, can you make it a job? Can you start a little business? Again, remember crowdfunding and all the talk.
If only I could find someone to pay me to watch TV.
Yeah, right. Getting a job as a critic. Who does the critic stuff for the LA Times now?
I don't know. Who does the TV stuff? I know Richard Wagner does the radio stuff. I don't know.
I don't know him.
Yeah, he's a freelancer.
If you are on the lookout, have you got a LinkedIn account? LinkedIn is the professional group. If you're unemployed, you don't have an account, you ought to create one. Mm-hmm. And get into all of the blogs. It's like the law of attraction. Ever study, ever listen to some great, great tapes and CDs? There's a set of them around, I think four, five, six of them that are all about attraction. And a lot of people use them to find love, which is okay. But you can also use them to find work. So check out that as well, the law of attraction and all these other things. Just a few hints trying to help you out a little bit, because that's what we're all about. The Helpful Harrys on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
There's something of Barry Manilow that absolutely sends me. Crank it up, Michael. Number one song during this week in 1977. This may have been his first number one hit, wasn't it? Looks like we made it. He doesn't look too good to me lately, but he still sounds good.
He's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, he has. Crank it up. Come on. Love so strange.
Hide and seek with hearts and always hurt.
Hearts that are always hurting. Why do women do that?
We're the fools standing close enough.
Throwing rocks at the radio right now.
Burning memories. Mm-hmm. And if I hold you for the sake of all those times, love made us lose our minds.
Did.
Could I ever let you go?
Doesn't this make you feel good to listen to this chorus?
No.
Doesn't it?
I feel like I'm in an elevator.
I know.
Oh, come on. This is a great romantic
or
song.
Or a really bad wedding.
No. Well, how did he get to be so popular then if you two stiffs don't like him?
Stiffs?
Yeah.
Barely Brett and I are cool.
Barely mad enough.
So that means I'm not because I like Barry Manilow?
If this slipper fits.
Very cute.
I know.
25.
What's next after this is Three Dogs Night, Joy to the World, right?
No, I don't. I'm not a big fan of Three Dog Night, actually. But thanks for suggesting it, Roberta. 25 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program, a bug bomb.
Bug bomb.
Went off in New York City.
Oh, Roberta, God. Roberta, are you okay?
A woman attempting to...
She doesn't seem upset.
Get rid of all of the... bugs in her apartment. She went to a Home Depot and got two dozen bug bombs.
Oh, boy.
And then she put them in a crock pot.
She had a 700 or 900 square foot apartment in New York City. And she set the 20 bug bombs off. They're also known as foggers.
Yeah, they're not bombs, so to speak. Right. They're like aerosol cans.
Yeah, right, exactly. But when she put all 20 of them off at the same time...
Gotta crack a window.
More than that, it blew up and blew out the ceilings, the walls on the first floor of the building and caused a partial collapse. 14 people were injured.
Oh,
burns, smoke inhalation, respiratory distress. The explosion was deemed an accident, even though this lady... set off the bug bomb.
Did they say where this happened, the address?
Let's see here. No, a small building. Let's see, I can't tell by looking, actually. It looks pretty much, it's obviously not a good neighborhood. By looking at the picture, it doesn't look like. Looks like something around, let's see here. I would guess by looking at it, it would be 23rd and Madison, maybe.
That's a good neighborhood.
That's near home, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a very good neighborhood.
I'm giving Roberta a little...
It's an excellent neighborhood.
Okay, yes.
The cool thing is, instead of doormen, they have cockroaches.
Like, they carry your luggage.
Come on in.
No, it's the water bugs. They carry your luggage upstairs for you.
Okay, so we were talking about how to get ahead. A story at DougStefan.com about a new online course which has started. Let students learn about giving from Warren Buffett. As they hope to decide how to spend.
I prefer to call him Warren Buffet.
Yeah, he's got he's put up $100,000 of his sister's money.
That's nice of him. I'm gonna put up $100,000 of your money.
Ask. That could have been. You might have been able to do that a few
Roberta's
years ago.
Maybe Roberta's money.
Yeah, right. Try Roberta now. Anyway, his older sister Doris is involved in this. He's actually giving away $58 million or something. The trick is how to give it away well. So if you want to learn how to do it and get a piece of the action, you can find out how this works purposefully at DougStefan.com. Just look for Warren Buffett's picture, 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Nashville singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released a new collection of original gems entitled 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. How did Rose get to be such an accomplished songwriter? She sat down with us and gave a bit of her background, her approach towards lyrics, and some extra insight into how she debuts new material to her songwriter father, Billy Falcon.
I kind of just fell into songwriting naturally, and I never thought, I want to be a songwriter. It just happened. I started to write poetry. I kind of went through an awkward phase in my childhood, in middle school and high school, and the only way I knew how to express my feelings, I guess, was with words, because that's how I'd seen my dad always express his, and so I thought, well, that's a good way to do it. And so I started writing my thoughts down, and eventually they turned into songs. My father is a songwriter. His name's Billy Falcon. Sometimes do I play him a song, and he kind of looks at me like, whatever. Like, I can read his face. I'm like, oh, you do not like that, do you? And he always has a comment. It's never just like, just let it go by. He always wants to change a word. Or, but I mean, I've gotten, you know, at least one cut that I know of that he wasn't really crazy about the song, and that kind of showed me, like, his word isn't always gospel. Like, I have to be strong and believe in what I believe in and trust myself and my instincts. A lot of times now, I won't play him a song until I have decided myself that I love it no matter what anybody says, and I think it's good.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com. Visit us on
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Secret here. We're ready to start back up another half hour of conversation. Hopefully it'll be helpful to you as we go through some of the important stories of the day. Most of the stuff that you hear here after we get through, you know, the obligatory 3 or 4 headlines that just in order to make us feel good, like we're attached to the real world. Okay, these are the things I mean. And now the stuff that really makes a difference, things that you really want to know about, and taking care of your health is one of those, exercising. Andrea Metcalf, therefore, will join us in a few moments from AndreaMetcalf.com as we continue to try to make you healthier in all kinds of ways. We've, the last couple of days, spent some time talking about getting fired, getting rehired, trying to come back in general from adversity. And I was thinking about an analogy here, and probably sports is the most powerful one. When it comes to losing, winning, team has to win every day, team has to lose every day, right? Red Sox win, Yankees lose. End of story.
Dodgers win, Dodgers keep winning.
Really? Mm-hmm.
We're so, in first place.
Winning and losing teaches you much of life's lessons. If you look at how some of the athletes who have done well facing adversity, Phil Mickelson is a good example. We were talking about him yesterday because he won. After he had, by one stroke, lost to Justin Rose at Marion on Father's Day? I think it was Father's Day, yeah. He said he had come back from his daughter's 8th grade graduation, and so he was not had jet lagged and do well. So as you fast forward to last weekend, Mickelson teed off at the British Open. He barely was a contender any time before this year. He came back from a 5-stroke disadvantage, and he won it all. Mickelson is a fan favorite.
Isn't it Mickelson?
Mickelson. I always have called him. Oh, you know what? There's a talk show host in Iowa and Des Moines that I know whose name is spelled the same way. So I always pronounce it Mickelson, but you're right. Mickelson is the way he pronounces it. Everybody, it's like some people pronounce my name Stephen, some people pronounce it Stefan. Okay, got it. So in order to be accurate, I better pronounce it Mickelson, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he hit the ball well, and he won.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did well.
And he never won before, which is
never won before. And did you know that his wife Amy is a breast cancer survivor?
Did not.
Yep. So he's been through lots of adversity. Family is number one to him, and therefore he is motivated to take care of his family first. And the reason I'm making the point here is because if you have the right priorities, sooner or later what's right will come back around and kiss you. If it doesn't always kiss you, it will come back and kiss you. I believe that 100%. 100%. So hopefully that's a good example of what it means when you lose. You're going to lose. We all are going to lose. But it's making it back to the winner's circle that makes it very cool. So I dropped that on you because every once in a while I like to drop things like that that hopefully will be moderately motivating to you. And that's just come out of the same school as Andrea with her motivation. Before we get to her, though, Roberta is going to update us on some new research that is actually quite telling. Again, sort of in the same mold here, we're talking about how to get out of a hole you may be in. If you think you're poor, if you want to really do something about it, what do, Roberta, according to the research?
Well, according to new research by some Harvard professors, they have found that if you live in certain cities, you are more likely to be able to climb your way out of the poverty areas. And they've found that most of the areas where they're able, people are able to do that, not surprisingly, are the Northeast and the West.
Let me guess.
Like Texas, New York.
Detroit's not one of them?
Detroit's not one of them. Boston, Seattle, Salt Lake City, and Houston. And what they found is the ability for someone to go, like, from the Jeffersons, you know, moving on up from being in poverty to actually improving their lives significantly has to do with the ability for people to basically mix with one another, for people who are on the poorer end of the spectrum and people who are more well-to-do. The New York City subway system.
Oh, yeah.
I said that's the great equalizer. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, how much money you have. You go into the subway.
Does Bloomberg ride the subway?
Yes, he does.
Bloomberg rides the subway.
Absolutely,
okay.
He rides the subway.
Yep.
So that's what they found, that unfortunately people who live in places like the Southeast and the industrial Midwest, places like Atlanta, Charlotte, Memphis, Raleigh, Indianapolis, Columbus, it seems that your ability to be upwardly mobile is seriously limited in those places. This is a story today on NBC News.
And
they say the key to climbing out of poverty is location, location, location,
location. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Got an email from someone who wanted more information about this Major League Baseball golden ticket that I was talking about. If you didn't hear the story, this is a pretty exclusive club. Charles Lindbergh had one of these. Jose Bautista had one. Babe Ruth had one. Well, they were in the game. Lindbergh wasn't. There is an exclusive club, a lifetime pass available for Major League Baseball. The golden ticket. Remember from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory?
Yep.
This card grants free admission to games for life to anybody who's played the game, anybody who's been a manager in the game, anybody who's been a coach, an umpire. And
about Pete Rose?
Pete Rose, that's a great question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I would bet he had one.
He deserves it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course he does. What are you sorry for? He does
dumb
deserve
gambler.
It. He was dumb. He was a dumbass. And we all are guilty of being dumbasses from time to time. And so that
daily. Daily in my department.
Right, yeah. Depends on who you're talking to. I think I get into that category once in a while myself. At any rate, I think this is an interesting thing, and not many people knew that it existed, so I decided I'd spread the word. I'd open this can of beans and let it all hang out. Lifetime pass for those people who are baseball players. Next up on our docket is the time of the week when we really focus on exercise. Andrea Metcalf is the best person I know when it comes to all of this. So join us for a conversation about exercising in just a moment. Or stick around. Just don't join us. Stick around. We'll have that info for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can grill and save this summer with pork. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to recent data from the USDA, the Porterhouse pork chop is 70% less expensive than the same beef steak cut. And the New York pork chop is 58% less expensive than the New York beef strip steak. What does that mean? With pork, you can feed a family of four for under $10. Danielle Smith, founder of ExtraordinaryMommy.com.
I pay attention to prices at the meat case, and pork gives me the best savings and versatility. I can swap any pork cut into various recipes and get the same juicy, flavorful meal each time.
Any recipe ideas?
I love grilled New York pork chops with minted strawberry avocado salsa. It's one example of pairing pork with in-season ingredients. It's a perfect dish that's big on taste but isn't big budget.
Visit porkbeinspired.com for more info and new 10 for $10 recipes. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Andrea is brought to you by the folks at Grainger with over a million products. If we don't have it, they probably, what the heck, it doesn't exist if they have it at Grainger. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who want to get it done, get it, got it, good. Let's get it on with Andrea in terms of exercise. She's one of the people that I think around the country, when it comes to this sort of thing, she just, her name always pops up because she has such a practical approach to exercising. All right, so you always are posting on your blog at AndreaMetcalf.com and in other locations where you have access to NakedFitness.com, ways to eat and stay healthy. But with that comes, I've become much more of a disciple, actually, of what you are talking about. And I've, for whatever the reason, I think part of it has to do with the influence of a certain lady in my life who pretty much every night of her life would have a piece of salmon. If it was up to her and she was cooking, she'd have a piece of salmon on a bed of lettuce with a little veggie, and that's it. She does marvelous things. She's an extraordinary. She looks a lot like you and keeps herself in shape like you do. And I wonder what you have as a constant. What's your favorite go-to meal?
You mean on the healthy side or my favorite go-to meal anytime?
No, on the healthy side, when you're being conscious of your health.
When being conscious, yes. Especially salmon as well.
Salmon.
I do like a 4-ounce piece of salmon, do olive oil, sear it in the pan, face up for 4 minutes, a little salt and pepper, leave your lid in, turn down the heat for an additional 4 minutes. It turns out perfect every time.
Really?
Yeah,
it turns out perfectly.
Really perfect what do you, every time.
What do you
perfect.
Have with it besides salmon? What else is there in the meal?
It'll usually be a spinach salad, maybe some chopped apples, a little blue cheese and walnuts, mm-hmm. poppy seed dressing, and asparagus grilled.
That's asparagus.
Mm. Easy, fast, like 15 minutes, and very healthy for you.
Bingo, bango, and you're all done. All right. So there is a way to be conscious, because we've had a lot of discussion about omega-3s in the last week or so, whether now there's controversy that omega-3s may not be good for you. If you take these supplements, you got to get it from the fish, much better for you. I don't think that's news, except that some men have been scared about the prospect of getting prostate cancer if you have too much omega-3. I mean, these studies go back and forth. You can go crazy listening to or reading all of these various studies, because one will contradict the other one. So the best thing to do is common sense, and it would seem to me that the salmon with the veggies is just plain common sense, right?
It is. And, you know, I think what we can take away from the studies on supplements is supplements are meant to be an insurance plan, not a replacement plan.
Yes.
So you still have to eat those foods high in iron and omega-3s and vitamin B and vitamin D. And on the days that you don't get that full, you know, required daily supply, you have a supplement. And if you do it on a consistent basis and not over supplement, everything really works well. So I think that was part of the studies, but they did mega dose on those omegas, and it wasn't part of their normal diet intake. So
all right.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Now, if you have dinner, after you've had your dinner, do you exercise? Would you exercise and expect to get gains before you go to bed? I guess what's the best time of day if you have a focus? But I know you're going to say it's always good to keep your exercise routine going. In other words, move all your muscles all the time whenever you're moving. But if you're focused on an exercise program, what's the best time of day? I'm asking because often I'll do some things before I go to bed, and I'm wondering whether that's a good idea or not.
Well, I think the people who exercise most consistently, the research shows us that it's working out early in the morning before you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But the best time of day for your body, because of circadian rhythm and your hormonal levels in response to cortisol, is actually in the afternoon around 2 o'clock.
Really?
So, yeah, you exercise around between 2 and 4. Mm-hmm. Now, there is some research that says that if you do a gentle workout before bed, that it will enhance sleep. And certainly any exercise on a daily basis will enhance sleep. But for some people, if they do a vigorous workout, it keeps them up. And then obviously that's probably not a great thing, because sleep is so important just as that movement.
Right. All right. There's a word to the wise. Three different times of day to consider exercising with three different sorts of results. Andrea Metcalf always has, with her experience and her training, she's trained lots of people and helps a lot of people on television and on the radio and through her writings at AndreaMetcalf.com. AndreaMetcalf. AndreaMetcalf.com. Here on Good Day at 10 for the hour.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live? Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment, because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah. We'll be right back.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
As Marilyn Monroe from the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, number one movie during this week in 1953. Back to the moldy oldies. Wow. Chucker, you've seen this movie. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. No doubt you've seen all of Marilyn Monroe's movies, have you not?
I don't know about all of them, but I got to be honest with you. You know, I guess you had to grow up in that era of Marilyn Monroe, but
yeah.
she doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't
really?
You know,
yeah.
I talked to her just before she died. She said you didn't do it for her either.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
What did we hear about what happened at Comic-Con over the weekend? I sort of got off on that for a little while yesterday, then I didn't go back to it when you were here. I was thinking about what a great promotional tool it seems to be.
Good.
Yeah. What did you?
Well, that's my big story. You want to hear it?
No, I want to do the contest first, then we'll hear it. All right, okay. Stand by for Chucker on Comic-Con. First, though, our movie today in focus is the number one movie from this week in 1983. So we've got three audio excerpts from the movie. You listen to them, figure out what it is, call us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
On beer, 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
That might help a lot of people. You got it, Chucker?
I do not.
888-302-3684. Next clue.
I called your hotel. Richardson answers the phone, and I hear champagne chilling in the background.
You heard this?
All right, so you got to know that voice. Everybody got the voice, right? Here we get the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the last clue.
I know it's not real popular right now, you know, taking pride in your work, but I did. I cared. You fired me for it. If you ever talk to my kid like that again, I'm knocking you out.
Yeah.
All right. You got it now. Everybody got it? Chucky, you got it?
I think I have it.
Yep. All right. Roberta, she probably doesn't have it.
Yep.
All right. We'll get to what it is with your calls at 888-302-3684. First person in with the right answer who hasn't won before in Movie Moments will get the prize. Meanwhile, Chucker will have the story from Comic-Con right after this on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
So, Chucker has a report from Comic-Con in San Diego over the weekend.
The big news, Doug, from Comic-Con over the weekend was the announcement that Warner Brothers' new Man of Steel movie, which will come out in 2015, actually it's a sequel to the Man of Steel, will not only feature Superman, but will feature the character of Batman, combining both superheroes in one film. Henry Cavill will play Superman and the Man of Steel will return. As for Batman, no actor has been announced yet, although it appears that Christian Bale, who starred in Chris Nolan's three Dark Knight movies, will not return. That has a lot of potential, but I still say, unlike the Avengers, which really was easy to fit those type of characters like the Iron Man and the Hulk and Thor in one film, I think combining Batman and Superman in the same universe will not be as easy to pull off.
No.
It also announced they will do a Flash movie in 2016 and then a full-blown Justice League movie in 2017, which will feature Batman, Superman, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman, and a few other characters all in the same film. One of a bit of news from Comic-Con, footage we saw from Gravity, an out-of-space movie with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, and reports were that the footage was breathtaking. That movie hits theaters this October.
All right. Fred listens in Limerick, Pennsylvania. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
What's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom, and the star is?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, the number one movie during this week in 1983. So you get the swell prize. Fred, hold on just a second, and thanks to everybody else who called in. Give it a try whenever you're listening, and we'll see if we can't help you all out. If you have the right answer, that's how we help you out with the prize. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.